Station on 2. Good morning.
Mike, good morning. Are you ready to talk the Bucks?
We know you have the plan in the bag, and so Happy New Year, by the way, and Happy New Year to everyone on console this morning. Yes, happy to listen to the plan, and thank you for that. We have 2 36 by 36 bags left, and I already have them out, but we know that you have a plan, so go ahead, please.
Mike, Happy New Year to you, too. So for those 36 by 36, we don't want to run the Ziploc pantry dry of those, and we are okay with you using bubble wrap in the place of those for the fabrication module and docking module for Space Fibers 3. Just make sure that you label the outside of that bubble wrap so we know what's in there.
Okay. Yes, we will do our best with bubble wrap, and understood. Thank you.
And then for the rest of them, unsure if there's issues with the rest of the Ziploc that we ask you to gather, but you can play that by ear for the rest of the hardware to be stowed. You can combine if you need to, or just use the Ziplocs that you think is necessary for the rest of the stowage for that. But know that you will need a Ziploc for the L bracket and its associated bolts.
Okay, thank you. I understand and copy. And so the nice thing to know that really helps me is that there's nothing special about any of these Ziplocs, except that you obviously want to have things carefully placed for return, and that we can do. But if there's a magic thing that has to be a brand new, pristine, 12x12 Ziploc, that's just a little tougher for us just because of our supply situation. So you gave me some great help this morning. So far, so good.
And, Mike, no magic with those Ziplocs. Any Ziploc or containment works. Just know that there are some caps and things that you might need to keep track of that those Ziplocs would be helpful for. But, yeah, let us know if you have any other questions.
You know me, not afraid to ask and always appreciative of the support, the help, and the assist. And on to it. Thank you.
From Station 2, NRL.
Go ahead, Xenon 2.
Mark, I'm in 11.4, and notice this is not a check step for let's report MPEV closed. It is already closed from yesterday. Want to make sure that we're in a good config.
Checking, thanks. Xena, thanks for asking. That is a good config.
Excellent. Continuing. Thank you.
So Station on 2.
With you on 2, Mike.
Yeah, real quick. I am ready to start the Space Fibers hardware removal and stow, if you guys don't mind me starting a little bit early. And with any luck, I might be able to finish on time just because there's a lot to do in a short period of time. So happy to start early if it's okay.
And Mike, you're reading our minds. We are go to start that early.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Xena.
With you on 2.
Hey, Xena, we're trying to make sure we understand our telemetry on the ground. Can you confirm that in step 12.1 that you opened the MPEV only partially?
Confirm.
Copy. Thanks.
And if you need adjustments or photos of where it is, happy to help.
Yeah, we don't need a photo. We're definitely confident with doing this correctly. It just went more quickly than we expected, so we think our analysis might have been off.
Copy. Off. Station 2 for NRL.
Go ahead, Xena.
Hey, with no additional rush, just wanted to offer that I'm happy to take care of the pressure and loop check using ISA Part 5 to close the MPEV whenever you guys are.
Hey, Xena, thanks for calling. We would like you, before you do that, to take a photo of that after all. So we want to take you up on your previous offer. And then you are go for the for 5.
You bet. And note 3 camcorder up and pointed whenever you're ready to route.
Okay, we're routing.
Station 2 for NREL.
Go ahead, Xenon 2.
We got a photo for you on SSC 7.
Copy, SSC 7, and thanks for the video.
No problem. Just to add some extra details, if you imagine the full open position is 12 o'clock and the closed position is 3 o'clock, I put the line around 2 o'clock.
That's what we were hoping for.
Houston Station 2, let us know when you're ready for that MPEF close.
Oh, we're ready for that MPEF close now.
Inward.
Station Huntsville, Space to Ground 2, for all USOS crews, the Nanorox AirLock IP cameras are starting live streaming in NREL.
Station Houston on 2 for Xena. You have the go to open that hatch whenever you'd like.
Copy, go to open the hatch, and Huntsville, copy cameras.
And Huntsville Station on 2 real quick. I don't have full insight to our comm plan. I'm happy to go to Space to Ground 3 if you'd like.
Mike, you're good to go to 3 if you'd like.
Station Houston on 2 for Xena. The CPA safing is in place. That's step 1.2.
Okay, safing in step 1.2. You read my mind. Thanks, Mark. No FOD, so I think I'm okay to dock PPE at this time.
Checking. Xena, we'd like you to wait until you get the center disc cover off so we can confirm there's nothing behind there. Copy.
No problem at all. Thanks.
Station Houston on 2. No response required for Xena. Just want to give you a heads up that we're expecting that you have to keep the PPE on until beginning of the 10:30 activity on your timeline. Copy, thumbs up.
Houston Station 2 for PPE.
Go ahead on 2.
Hey, with the bosses that have just a little like foam barrier rather than the rubber goggles be okay?
Yes, that is okay. It's physical FOD that we were concerned about, so good to go.
Okay, thank you so much.
So, Space Ground 2 for stage question.
Hey, were you calling Houston or Huntsville?
Houston.
All right, go ahead, Kimia.
No immediate answer required, but I found the diplock bag named blank do not store in CD library. There are a lot of like empty Blu-ray disc inside. I just looked into IMS, but I was not able to find it's like a big Blu-ray disc serial numbers inside the IMS. So if you could probably let us know where to store these serial Blu-ray discs, I will put it back. For now, I'm gonna just temp store nearby the actually the optics workstation. So please let me know when ISO came and found out where to store.
Copy all, Kimia. Thanks for the question. We will let you know.
Thank you for your help.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for any available crew to close the cupola shutters.
Can you say again on 2, Mark?
Hey, Chris, thanks for answering. We had put some safing in place that prevents us keeping the cupola windows as warm as we would normally would. So because of condensation concerns, we need to make sure the cupola shutters are closed unless they already are.
Sounds good. We'll check that right now. Thanks.
All right. Thanks for the help.
Thank you for taking care of it.
Cupola shutters are closed.
Copy, shutters closed. And by the way, were they already closed, or did you have to actually close them?
All were closed, except the center one was open halfway, so we closed it.
Outstanding. Thanks for the help.
Station Huntsville, Space Ground 2 for Chris and Mainframe Alpha at your convenience.
Station 2, now.
Go ahead, Xena.
Hey, installing the tick plate overhead, and there is a Nanorox airlock data cable. I can give you a barcode if needed that is interfering with our ability to fully install the tick plate. And then also the Nanorox airlock coax cable. Wondering if it is okay to partially install this kick plate so I wouldn't have the little quarter turn pins in place. Or alternatively, we could cut the zip ties partially on the coax cable and the data cable to make room.
We are talking about it. Station Houston on 2 for Xena with an answer.
With you.
We like your suggestion to cut the zip tie. We would ask, though, to make sure that those cables stay out of the way once you've got the kick plate in place. Use some Kapton tape to secure the cables to structure.
Copy. We like that idea. And we will cut only what we need to make room for the kick plate install.
Okay, thanks.
Houston Station 2, and we're all with a go back.
Go ahead, Zena.
Hey, I see those cables are actually connected to an NVGL. One of them is labeled Papa 21. Can't quite see the other one from this angle, but happy to figure that out if you need to. Those will probably prevent me from fully installing the kick plate, even if we cut zip ties.
Okay, we're going to talk about that too. Zena, we're still talking about it. If it's possible to get a camera view, it might help, but certainly not a requirement.
Hey, Mark, I think that will be... I have an idea. Let me show you.
All right, we're looking forward to it.
Mark, Zena's taking a picture with her iPad, and then we'll show you the picture on the screen.
I like that technique.
So while she's doing that... It looks like we should be able to hold down the cover with Kapton tape, so it'll fulfill its purpose and still save us, some extra time and of connecting or disconnecting. Here's the picture.
Hey, we're looking at the picture.
And hey, Mark, there is a possibility that if we cut this zip tie here, I'll be able to bend this part just further outboard enough that it'll fall into a little slot that's here, so we can try that first. If it works, yay, and if not, I'll let y'all keep talking.
Could you confirm that that's connected to P21 and P23?
So.
And the reason...
Double checking that right now.
And the reason I ask that is if that, once you confirm that, those maybe dummy connectors that in part two you would demate, and we may be able to give you the early go to demate those now.
P21 and P23 is confirmed, affirm.
Okay, thanks for that confirmation. So with a static wrist tether, you are go to demate those connectors and then put caps on them. Copy the thumbs up.
Mark, we're looking for the caps right now. We copy all. Since both of our hands are full, we're wondering if someone could look at the, tell us where those caps might be. We're going to start looking in the OK kit.
Copy. We're looking. Mike, we think you're looking in the right place, looking in the VOK kit. There should be a Ziploc labeled port bulkhead caps. It's a 12x12 Ziploc.
Thank you. I think that's where I remember putting them, but really appreciate the assist. It's like you're with us. Really appreciate it.
It's fun imagining that we are.
Mark, we have two bags that might fit the description. Could you say the label on the bag again, please?
Sure. It's the port bulkhead caps.
Go. Thank you.
Nicely done. And further words about those caps. Those aren't bulkhead caps, so they're only going to go on the bulkhead. We think you're going to need Kapton tape for the cable connector.
Okay, we have two that fit on the cable and only one that fits on the bulkhead side. Okay, the one that we do have for the bulkhead side that doesn't fit is a black plastic cap, and we can just Kapton tape it on if you'd like.
We agree with that plan. Thanks, Mike.
And Houston Station from NREL. All of the caps are on, and the cables are now out of the way.
Great news. Thanks.
They're cleanly installed, Mark.
Okay, thanks.
Houston Station 2, NREL.
Go ahead, Xenon 2.
Okay, I'm in the cover installation, step 4, and these fasteners are quite a bit smaller than 6 mil. They're maybe 3 mil, but I was wondering if you had an exact number. I've got them hand tight for now.
And we're checking.
Station Huntsville, safety ground 2 for Zena and fasteners, and standby, we're hitting a handover. Station Huntsville, Space Ground 2. Apologies, Zena. I think we're keeping this calm. No response required. Finger tight is good on those fasteners for now, and we'll torque them down on your next procedure.
Zena copied, and we'll just to let you know, we found that a 2.5 millimeter hex head did the trick, and well, I guess we can use that for the torquing down of the next procedure.
Copy 2.5. Thanks, Mike.
Bill, station on 2 for Nanorax mainframe Alpha.
And Chris, if you're calling for it, you have a go in 2.1. Just let us know when you get the camera set up.
Copy, go in 2.1, and I do have the camera set up. Let me know if you have a good view. Feel free to route it.
All right, copy. We'll get it routed when we lock back up. Thanks. And Chris, Huntsville, space ground 2, no response required. They have a good view.
And Huntsville, station on 2, the micro NLP probes of all needles have all been removed. Nothing was harmed in the making of it. We did need the pliers for the start block, and everything is carefully ensconced back in the MNLP box.
Copy, Mike. Great news. Thanks.
Huntsville station on 2 for mainframe Alpha.
Go ahead, Chris.
And I'm in step 3.5. I'm trying to put a piece of Kapton tape over the Nano Lab biofilms to secure it to mainframe Alpha. Just looking at kind of, and I'm assuming that that's to kind of go over the location where the P11 is and the connectors are. There's not really enough space for me to easily get tape between the Nanolab biofilms and the Nanolab turbulence decay experiment that's sort of in the row over. I was just wondering if it's possible to run the tape over both of those modules to kind of secure it down, or if you have another suggestion for how I should put that tape in there.
And Chris, yeah, we were watching you fight that good fight with the Kapton tape. We're happy if you want to go over both modules and get that secure.
Copy that. Yeah, I think that makes sense. I'll do that. Huntsville station on 2. I'm complete through step 4.4 of 2.004, and ground is go in step 4.5.
Huntsville copies. We'll get mainframe Alpha powered on.
Thank you. Houston, airlock on 2.
Go ahead, Chris.
Beginning my equipment lock prep procedure. I've got the Node 1 and airlock cameras set up, and you guys are welcome to come on board if you'd like.
Okay, thanks much.
Station Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Mike for EMA.
Station Houston on 2 for Kimia and Blu-ray discs.
I don't do.
Kimia, we've got an answer for you. Those discs should go at into the lab, starboard 5, in the Alpha 1 locker.
Okay, thank you. Lab, starboard 5, Alpha 1. Thank you.
Good copy.
Station 2 for Tomlin.
Go ahead, Xenon 2.
Mark, my personal hero, Kimia Yui, has finished the food consolidate, so I was going to just jump into some SpaceX 33 cargo ops during this time block. I was wondering, alternatively, I could hop into the NREL vestibule outfit part 2 and get ahead on that, possibly opening up some exercise time for folks later. But wanted to leave it up to you guys.
Xena, we're talking about it. We don't have the safing in place to get all of part 2 done. We're talking about if you can do partial.
Copy, no problem. I'll just work some SpaceX 33 cargo in the meantime, but if you want to call me off and into NREL vestibule ops anytime, let me know.
Will do, and thanks a lot for the options.
Yeah, thank you guys for the flexibility.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Xena and Nanorax.
Station, was that a call for me?
Yeah, when I saw the quizzical look on your face, I should have just started talking. by the way, great talking to you. So on your timeline, at 12 o'clock, there's an activity, multi-need Langmuir probe. I don't have any idea if I pronounced that L word correctly. But removal from the Nanorack airlock, you please do that activity. And then you are a go to do the part 2 vestibule outfitting through step 4.3.
Be all. I will do my 12 o'clock to 12:10 activity to remove the multi-needle thing. And then I can proceed into part 2 through, did you say step 4.3?
Affirmative.
Be in work.
Thanks much.
Thank you, guys. Munich station for MNLP removal stowage.
Station Huntsville, Athena, we're with you on 2. Go ahead.
All right, Huntsville. I am looking ahead at where this MNLP goes, and looks like it's going into a hardware JSP. Object will not physically fit into a JSP. Wondering if you have alternate suggestions. I know we've got the new 4.0 style JSPs, or we can do whatever you like with it.
Okay, we copy. We will think of alternate suggestions.
Thank you so much. And station 2 for NREL.
Go ahead, Zena.
Mark, I think this is true, but just want to double check that safing is in place for step 4 of NanoRack's part 2 and for CBM rotation.
Affirmative, but...
EPA rotation.
Yep, we're with you. Affirmative. However, step 4.3, we don't want you to rotate those CPAs, thank you, to the rest of the team that just told me what the right word was to say. We don't want you to rotate those CPAs without being committed to doing the rest of the procedure through getting the protective covers in place. So it would be a good place to take a break for midday meal prior to doing 4.3, if that's your desire.
Hey, copy. Thank you so much for that heads up. I think this will actually be pretty...
Okay. Just want to make sure you understood what we'd like, and either way you want to go is great with us.
Very much appreciated. I will do step 4 through 4.3 to include all of the cover install and that whole 1.117.
Yeah, we're talking about that.
And by whole, I mean steps 2.3 to 2.7 and 2.9 to 2.10.
Yeah, Zeno, you can go through 4.3. We're still trying to catch up with, I think in the same procedure, you've got in step 7 to install the protective covers.
I see what you mean now. Okay, so we are not ready to do step 5, which means I'm not ready to do the protective covers, which means I'll just do steps 4.1 and 4.2 maybe in Balzer.
Yeah, I think that's a good plan, Zena. Get to step 4.2. Hopefully we'll call you before then to tell you that you can proceed past 4.3, and then you can decide what you want to do.
Sounds like a great plan. Thanks, Mark.
Station Houston on 2 for Zena. No response required, but the safing is in place for you to continue with 5.1 and beyond. That's the best response I could ask for.
Step 5.5.
Go ahead, Zena. You're calling about 5.5?
Affirm. The... power cable, Papa 22 Alpha, on the ratcheting collar of this cable, it's running into interference on the bulkhead side. I was wondering if it would be okay to disconnect the stub, then connect the cable to the stub, then connect the stub to the bulkhead.
Yeah, we're talking about it. Zena, can you give us some more detail about the interference?
Yeah, so the stub sticks up from the bulkhead a couple inches, maybe 6 inches, and about half an inch above the topmost plane of that stub, there is part of the airlock, kind of the circumferential ring that the latches of the CBM are affixed to, and the ratcheting collar of the NanoRack airlock power cable, Papa 22 Alpha, has just barely enough interference that I can't turn that ratcheting collar. Once it's fully seated on the stub, there's no issue because it chokes down to a smaller section that's on the cable behind that ratcheting collar. So I think if I disconnect the stub and connect the cable to the stub, that should give me just enough wiggle room. It's like barely a couple of millimeters off.
Zena, we're talking about it?
Alternatively, do we need the stub?
We're trying to make sure we talk to the folks that own the hardware. Station Houston on 2 for Zena. You are go to demate the stub from the bulkhead instead.
And thank you.
Just to be clear, we do want to keep the stub as part of the system.
Yeah.
Copy. Thumbs up and words.
Station Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Mike for EMA.
Yes, and I think you called us on two. We inspected the bags. They had no holes in them. When we first, for the EMA main part, and hit the EMA return bag serial number one, the inner bag, we closed the zipper seal and started to evacuate it, and the bag moved over the gold connector part, and actually it had a small puncture and made a small popping sound. We have a right here where my finger is a small tear in this bag. We're sorry about that, but that I think was the nature of the geometry. We could fix it with Kapton and or other tape if you want, or we can use the other Ziploc bag as the inner bag and this one as the outer bag. What do you think?
All right. No worries at all, Mike. And we're just checking on ground, so please stand by.
We are standing by.
And we copy the location of the hole.
And the Munich station very much don't want to interrupt or anything, but we did put the Euro material aging into the Ziploc bag serial number two, and we are very confident that this time, since we now know and understand how it all works, we can be extra super careful that the corners of the EMA do not impact the bag, and we think we should be able to get a good vacuum on this bag. We will stand by and let you give us instructions.
Copy all, Mike. And so we just discussed on ground, and the plan is to use the punctured bag and then place that bag inside of the bigger outer bag, since the outer bag will be vacuumed as well.
Do you like a repair on the inner bag, which has the hole on it?
Nope, you can use it just as it is, as it will be going into the bigger outer bag, and that outer bag will be vacuum sealed anyways.
We understand. And between the two bags, I think we have one desiccant pack per the procedure. Please confirm.
And that is a firm.
And we'll be very careful with the sharp corners of the EMA, and we'll make sure that the bag two doesn't have any holes.
Thank you, Mike. That's much appreciated. Station Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Mike. No response required. If you guys do have troubles vacuuming the outer bag, you guys may unzip the inner bag and it may make the vacuuming a bit easier. And copy, thumbs up.
We have a good vacuum seal, and it is nice and tight. I think it looks a lot like the picture that we're trying to show to you. We might be able to try to get a little bit more out, but I think this is exactly what you all intended.
And, Mike, that looks perfect to us on ground. Thank you so much.
Munich Station, for a quick question on figure 7, what are we looking for I button? What does an I button look like? Make sure that it's present.
All right, Mike. So the I button should be attached to the lid of the kit, and the I button specifically is a small disc that should be inside the Ziploc. And it should be approximately the size of a coin. And station Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Mike, no response required. If the button is no longer sticky, you may use some Kapton tape to attach it back.
Okay, thank you. Yes, we were trying to figure out what to do with the I button, but we see and we put it back, and it's sticking great. And later on, we will double check it and make sure it's still sticky. Copy all. And so now we're going to work on the kit number 2 return bag, which is step 2.15.
Copy all, Mike. Thank you so much.
Station 2 for NREL.
Go ahead on 2.
Mark, would you guys like protective caps on J21 Park and J23 Park? We installed some before, but now that we're going through the actual steps, I don't see protective caps called out for those park locations.
Checking.
Same for J22.
Zena, no protective caps required for J21, J22, and J23.
We are. I'll remove the ones that we installed earlier on J-21 and J-23.
And Munich Station, Space to Ground 2, I think we showed you the kit number 2 return bag, the inner bag. It had a very nice vacuum seal. I think you saw that nicely. Now we installed, we added a desiccant, and now we're getting ready to do the outer bag for kit number 2. Also, we're probably going to need some help of understanding about the kit 1 and kit 2 bagology that's inside our 4.0 CTB, but we don't have any questions yet, but we might have some questions, so thinking to give you a heads up. And if you're ready, we will do the second, we will vacuum the second bag.
And we copy all, and we're go for you to vacuum the second bag. Station Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Mike, no response required, and the bag looks great to us on ground.
The Munich, we are, you can see our hands are full inside a very full Node 2 today. I think our timer stopped with everything being the vacuum sealed. If that's the case, congratulations to the team. If not, let us know what else we can do. And then secondly is we have the blue bag inside this 4.0 CTB that says Kit 01. Could you help us find Kit 02?
Mike, I can help with that. I'll be right over.
And Mike, copy all. The blue kit should be in Node 3, but it seems like you got some support there. And the timer was finished for us.
Well, congratulations to the team, and thank you for a really nice, well-coordinated plan among three control centers, and thank you, everyone.
And thank you, Mike, for all of your great support, and you guys did a great job up there.
Okay, Munich, I think you can see us on MWA here. We have kit 2. Thank you, Zena. And we have the I button inside kit number 2, and it's sticking there nicely. And we're going to do our very best to get this vacuum, double vacuum bag into kit number 2, which was designed for a not very covered box. So it's going to be a tight fit, but we'll do our best.
And we copy all, Mike. Thank you for the effort.
In station 2, NanoRax, vestibule config part 2, step 5.13. NREL power data coax cables are connected. Go for NREL power up. Node 3 EWC WAP powered on.
Copy it all. Thanks for Zena. Thank you, Zena.
You can be thankful for me, too.
I am, definitely.
Back at you, bud.
Station Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Mike. No response required. If it's difficult getting the bag inside the kit, then you guys can leave it partially open and have Kapton tape wrapped around. Copy, thumbs up.
Munich, we removed a few foam spacers that were needed when we didn't have such a vacuum bag. Once we remove those foam spacers, everything fits into the box nicely and is secure for return.
Awesome, and it looks perfect to us on ground.
All right, we'll do the same thing for kit number 1, I think. And in kit number 1, there's also, we can confirm the I button that is there. And then I think there are the two handrails that are also expected to go in kit 1. Also in kit 1, we have a lot of bags that I think the original items were stowed in. They're kind of Mylar bags. I assume those are trash.
And Mike, that is affirmed. They will be trashed, and you guys may use the foam to fit everything that you guys need to fit.
Okay, and can you confirm that the two cables that we removed earlier, we temporarily stowed them, but I couldn't tell, and I haven't looked deeply into the stowage note, if you want us to have those in the kit for return home, or if those get into the JSP later for trash.
And Mike, we would like them in the kit.
Before accounting for kit number 1, we will have one I button, or the I button pack, two handles, the actual Euro aging, materials aging, EMA, and one set of two cables. Is there anything else that needs to go into that kit before we start putting things all the way in?
And Mike, the ending brackets would be trashed, so at the end in the kit you would have the EMA, the harness, eye button, and another Ziploc bag that has the samples.
Okay, we understand. So the handrails are not needed, so those will get trashed, thank you. And then you'll have to tell us a little more about this Ziploc bag that has samples.
And Mike, that is from step 2.16 in the procedure.
Okay, we found this Euro material aging sample case bag, and I think it has the spare sample cases in it, and its barcode ends in 37 echo. I think this is what you're referring to in 216, step 16.
Yes, that is the one, and just to make sure, there should be 5 samples inside.
Station 2 for NREL.
Go ahead, Xenon 2.
Hey, I found a loose washer kind of adhered to the bulkhead of NREL. It was tucked in, hiding behind the aft IMV. It looks like a kind of double-stacked washer, so it's pretty thick. I'm wondering if we were missing the washer from anything, and if so, I can return it. If not, I'll take some pictures.
We're talking about it. Gina, would you mind showing that in the video? I think that's what you're getting ready to do. That's a good view. Thanks. Gina, you said it was adhered to the bulkhead near the IMV. How is it adhered?
That is a great question. Maybe it had just a breath of brake coat on it or something. It was flush against the bulkhead. So there was nothing holding it in place, and it was really quite easy for me to dislodge just with my finger.
Okay, thanks.
Sensation 2 for NREL.
Go ahead, Zena.
Another question for you. The IMV protective cap is pretty well stuck in there. Wondering if I could use one of those ODF plastic covers to help pry it off.
You are go to do that, Zena. And if when you get the chance to take a picture of those washers, that would be helpful.
Absolutely, and work.
Thanks. That's a great view, Zena. Thanks.
Station 4, Space Ground 2 for LSG.
Hansel's with you on 2.
LSG working volume is destroyed. Thank you.
We got you, Kimia.
Station 2 for NREL.
Go ahead, Xenon 2.
Hey, Mark. The starboard side IMV cap, forward IMV cap, does not have a handle, and it is also stuck in there pretty well, but it's too tight to even fit an ODF cover in. I'll keep trying, but wondering if you have any backup plans to the backup plan.
We are thinking about that one.
Houston Station 2 for IMV cap success.
That's good to hear because we were still talking about it.
Awesome. I found a thinner piece of plastic and that worked.
That is great to hear. What piece of plastic, just in case we need to tell other crew members in the future?
Was what I would also call an ODF cover. There are just a couple different flavors of cover laying around.
Okay, good to know. Thanks.
Station Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Mike at your convenience.
Munich, go ahead. We are listening.
All right, Mike, I have an answer for you. So the JSV item is the one that you retrieved this morning for your EMA gather activity at 7:30. And correction, 7:50.
Okay, thank you. I was suspecting that might have been the case. Understood. I did not retrieve it at the time, so I will go get it now, and then we can use it to finish up the stowage note. Thank you.
All right. Sounds good to us. Thank you. And one last thing, Mike. Since we are done, you can turn off the camcorder. in the Note 2.
Okay, we certainly will do that. Thank you so very much. In Note 2, copy.
Thank you.
Station Houston, space to ground 2. For everybody, no response required. The shutter being closed on the cupola is no longer required. We've restored the system that provides the heating to that. Copy, thumbs up.
Station 2 for MRL, step 6.9, IMV caps removed. Go to activate Node 3 port IMV.
Way to go, Zena, and thanks for the heads up.
My pleasure. And also, question for 6.7, it says secure the Ziploc bags in the vestibule. Should I just Kapton tape these kind of nearby here where I'm working, as opposed to putting them in the NRL VOK, for example?
Great question, Zena. We would like you to put those in the VOK.
Great.
Station Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Mike at your convenience.
Munich, I think you called on Space to Ground 2.
Yes, we did, Mike. We just had one go back for you. We noticed in the stowage note of your EMA gather activity from this morning on line 4, we need the serial number of the JSP.
Timing is perfect. I just got the JSP, so only now can I give you the serial number of, are you ready, 5810. And I have a small comment for that, but 5810.
Copy, 5810.
The 5810 had previously been used for dry trash that we took out and put inside Cygnus, so it is indeed an empty JSP.
And we copy on ground. Thank you.
Station on Space Ground 2 for question on Dragon Parking.
Go ahead, Kimia.
Yes, I'm not sure ISO is already here. Might be soon. But I have a question on step 21.08. Do you have a video view in a lab?
We are working on getting a video view in the lab, and I'm with you on step 21.08.
Sorry, 06, sorry. And this one is saying that wrap item in bubble wrap. So this is actually via pack. Pretty big stuff by using normal bubble wrap, so start getting low in inventory. So I hope other bubble bag might be helpful to use, and also that's acceptable. So I just want to confirm that this configuration is good or not by showing the material.
Okay, we're still working on getting the video, but we appreciate the opportunity to look.
Yeah, thank you. That's really helpful. And if it's not acceptable, I can redo it by using normal bubble wrap bag, but another problem will occur later. So what kind of, eventually we're going to run out of normal bubble wrap bag, so.
Definitely understand. We are with you in the lab, Kimia. Kimia, that is good bubble wrap. Nicely done.
Okay, thank you. This configuration is good, so no problem. Actually, we can use this kind of stuff a little bit more later. Thank you.
And hello, Kimia.
So, station on Space Ground 2 for question on Dragon Parking.
Go ahead.
Yes, this is an overall question on step 21. And I'm looking at the constraint image, how to park this 4.0 CTV. And I haven't seen gathering empty 4.2 CTB, two of them, which is on this constraint image, number 9, and also Space Fiber 2 control unit, which is number 4 in this constraint image. Am I missing some step in 21, or these items are packed later?
Kimia, great questions. ISO is checking.
No need to rush. I'm going to go back to airlock to prepare for the fit check. So I'm going to do this after fit check. So no rush for the answer.
Thank you, Kimia. We'll definitely get back to you.
You have your support. Sorry, Houston. I'd like to add one more comment on that constraint image. We are actually blowing inventory or empty 4.0 CTVs. So if we can use maybe like another 2.0 CTBs instead of 4.0 CTBs, or 8.0 CTB instead of these, that would be maybe beneficial for the later steps.
Copy all.
Thank you very much. Station on Space Ground 2 for onboard feed check.
Go ahead, Kimmy on 2.
I know it's a little bit early, but if you have any steps which I can do in advance, I can do that right now, and that's actually appreciated to expedite, actually try to go smoothly this procedure.
Station on 2, Kimia, you can pick up in step 6. We've completed steps 1 through 5, and just continue.
I'm going to pick up from step 6, and I think please come by. May go up to step 36 or so, maybe.
Kimia, you can go all the way through step 46 if you'd like. 46.
Okay, 46. Thank you. I'm going to keep going. Thank you.
Station Houston on 2 for Xena, when you have a chance, with some questions about what you ran into today.
Station Huntsville, Space Ground 2 for Mike and Space Fibers 3 Stowage at your convenience.
Yeah. Station Houston on 2 for Xena.
Xena on 2.
Xena, if you're getting ready to take some pictures of the Earth, don't let me interrupt, but I've got a question to follow up with you about the Nanorack airlock, that stub, and the clearance you found.
No problem at all. I was actually just about to downlink all of my NREL photos. Go ahead.
Okay, so that stub that you had to remove to connect to the cable and then reconnect, is it possible that that stub is flexible? And the reason I ask is that we haven't had anybody report this concern in the past, and we're trying to get our heads wrapped around the right way to coach people through this in the future.
A good question. It is possible. I don't think it was flexible. If it's flexible, it's not very flexible. It was no problem at all to remove the stub, and clearly recently was no problem to remove the cable. What worked for me ultimately was to fully remove the stub, partially install the cable, fully install the stub, and then install the cable the rest of the way.
Yeah, Xena, what we're trying to avoid is, it turned out there's a flight rule concern. We're not supposed to have exposed pins when we've got only one inhibit in place. And by taking that stub off, we realized after the fact that we put ourselves in that config. So that's why we're asking the questions now.
Very valid question, and my deep apologies for allowing us to go down that path. I did take a picture. Can you give me one moment that might just help you see what I was seeing?
Yeah, Xena, again, because it's, our question is about the flexibility and whether or not trying to bend it. Part of our concern was maybe it seems like something you were concerned about putting force into, and maybe the right answer was actually putting force into it to make the cap more accessible. And also, no apologies needed at all, because we certainly gave you a go to do that.
I really appreciate that. Thank you guys for backing me up and always thinking about our safety up here. Yeah, I'm looking at the picture, and it does look like that stub is maybe a very thick cable bundle. I'll show you this picture. And so, therefore, yeah, maybe I did just need to work on it a little bit more.
All right, Xena, thanks a bunch. And one more question about this. Would it have helped at all if... should we require in the future that we have to have a second crew member there?
Well, I don't think so. I can go back to NREL if you guys are okay with me pulling up that plate, and I can just give it a wiggle and see if I can get that stub to bend, just to see how flexible it is, and maybe I did just need to pull on it. I was thinking it was a rigid stub.
Yeah, Xena, it's got power to it now, so we don't want to have you pull on it. So I think we're good. We got as much as we can get.
Okay, that sounds great. Okay, in the future, it definitely sounds like a good recommendation to just pull on the stub, and assuming it is flexible, that is good to know.
All right, lesson learned for us, too.
Yeah, no problem. And that P-22 Alpha cable also had quite a bit of memory, and it was pretty stiff, so I wound up cutting one of the zip ties. I think I did wind up cutting a zip tie on that one because it was the other side that we had cut earlier to get enough bend in it to actually install the cable.
Copy all, thanks.
So station on Space Ground 2 for onboard fit check.
Go ahead, Kimia.
Since Chris is already here and ready, so whenever you guys are ready, we are ready to pick up from step 47.
You are go.
Thank you. We got go, continuing from step 47. Thank you.
Rick is low. And Houston, this is E2 in the airlock. How do you hear me?
Chris, Houston hears you loud and clear. Stand by while we check the biomed and EMU data.
Copy all.
Kimmy and Chris, we verified the IOMED data. We're still working on waiting for the EMU data.
Copy all.
Airlock Houston on 2. You have the go in step 64. We got the good EMU data.
Have a go on step 64. Thank you.
Yeah.
So station on Space Ground 2 for step 66. No anomalies.
Houston copies. We're with Orbit 2 now.
Thank you.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Mike and Space Fibers at your convenience.
Oh, good afternoon. And our time, good morning your time. And go ahead for Space Fibers.
Good afternoon, Mike. Just wanted to give you a heads up that when you get back to Space Fibers, we do have a stowage delta for the Space Fibers control unit.
Okay. We were building some extra time this afternoon so that I should have a chance to get back to Space Fibers and do all of the holiday packing for that. Before I put away the control unit, I will call back and ask for the Delta.
That sounds like the perfect plan. Thank you.
Then Huntsville Station on 2, I have a stowage question, but it's for Gold 2. I think this might be yours.
And it is, so go ahead with your question.
All right, I did pay attention to a briefing once. That's excellent. I'm looking for NREL Gold 2 removal for the overhead, and I think it probably goes for the lower one or the deck one that Zena has on her timeline. But I have a items 31 and 32, and ESD bubble wrap quantity 2 on 31. Are we expecting to have those bubble wrap bags like already pre-stowed, or should we have to go scavenge for it? Either way is fine. Just wanting to know what the plan is for those.
And Mike, those should have been gathered during Zena's gather activity this morning via line 6 in stowage note.
Okay, fantastic. That explains a lot, and thank you very much. I think I know where those are. And yeah, with a lot of moving pieces here of a lot of us doing things, we may not know everything, so that's why you guys are always helpful, and we're grateful. Thank you.
Always glad to help. That's why we're here.
And Huntsville Station on 2 for NREL passive cold removal.
With you on 2, Mike.
Is it all right if I start the passive cold removal for the overhead one for the procedure?
And you have a go to start.
Okay, thank you.
Airlock, Houston on 2 for Kimia. Friendly reminder that we prefer you not handle the helmet with the purge valve and stem, and that you should be holding it by the knobs.
So I copy that. Sorry about that.
Copy, no worries.
Station on Space Ground 2, now we are on step 127, and TCB is set at 4.
Okay, we copy, and you are in step 127.
Copy. So station on Space Ground 2 for onboard heat check.
With you on 2.
Your situation awareness, we just started a 15-minute timer.
Okay, we copy, 15-minute timer.
Houston Station 2 for VOK Stow, or maybe this is a Huntsville question, but I think Houston.
Houston's here, we'll find out.
Just wondering if it's okay for me to go ahead and stow the NREL VOK and the ISA VAJ for the 1550 activity.
Checking. All right, Zena, yeah, that was us, and you are good to stow both items.
Again, thanks.
Airlock Houston on 2 with a question for Chris via Kimia. We're wondering if you changed the TCV setting on the suit.
Oh, no change.
All right, copy. Thank you.
And for your awareness, we are doing SU practice, disconnect and connect.
Be copy.
So station on space ground 2 for onboard fit check.
Go ahead, Kimia with you on 2.
We have completed SCU practice, and Chris-san changed his TCB to set 6.
All right, we copy 6. Thank you.
You. Station on Space Ground 2 for onboard check.
Go ahead, with you on 2.
We are about to go to step 151. We are waiting 15-minute timer. It's going to be 2.5 minutes more.
All right, we copy.
I think you guys start preparing for the setting up channel 4 for privatized, right?
Yes, sir. We're talking that right now.
Okay, thank you very much. I just set ATU 6, sorry, ATU 5 for like the channel 4, space channel 4. Thank you.
Copy, concur. And Kimia, we copy you. I'm still on 2. The suit engineer is getting squared away, and they will give you a call as soon as they are able. And the suit engineer will be the one to walk you guys through the questionnaire. Airlock Houston on 2. We're going to normalize communications, and you are go to pick up in step 152.
Hey Houston, I missed your call. Did you call me?
Oh, yes, sir. Just wanted to let you know that we're going to normalize the communications again, and you're good to pick up in step number 152.
We're going to pick up from 152. Thank you for that. So, station on 2 for heat check verification.
With you on 2. Go ahead, Kimia.
Just for your head, situation awareness, Kristen actually practiced translation out of EDA and went back to EDA.
We copy.
So, station on space ground 2 for DCM display loss during power transfer procedure.
Go ahead, hand over in 50 seconds.
Okay, so just to tell you the situation, we are on step 10, and step 11, we don't have any comm, so we need the word, actually, after the one.
Okay, copy, we'll talk it.
Thank you. And Krista has time, so no imminent action required, but just comm issue.
Copy. Airlock on 2. Can you please double-check that comm mode is still in pry?
Comm mode is still in pry.
Copy.
And situation is, fine, it's working, DCM is working, just comm issue.
Okay, we copy. We're still talking it.
Sorry, yeah, comm is back, actually. We actually flipped, so frequency is right now, no, and it's working. Sorry about that.
Okay, copy. So comm is working, but I missed if you said you had changed it or if it came back on its own?
The frequency was abnormal, actually high, so that's why. So we actually flipped the frequency switch to low and came back to normal. Sorry about that.
We copy. Thank you.
Okay, move on. One more actual question. Is this procedure step 13, if SU power desired, we actually do this step, right?
Yes, sir. You are correct.
Thank you.
Airlock Houston on 2. Can you please configure for continuous EMU data? We have a step number if you need a reference.
Okay, we understand. We know that procedure, so don't worry.
Sounds good.
For your situation awareness, we're going to move on to the practice MEDOC replacement.
All right, thank you much. Good essay.
I just checked all steps before doing this. So check, WhatsApp changed to IV. So right now press, but this is check, so we can go to IV. Should I do that, maybe?
Airlock Houston on 2. Kimia, we're...
Okay, good. IV.
We're hearing you on the ground, sir.
So station on space ground 2 for onboard heat check.
Go ahead on 2.
is, we have completed all verification, so we're going to pick up suit stopping, which is original procedure step 163.
All right, we copy concur. Airlock Houston on 2 for Chris. EVA suggests that while you're still in the suit, you might try adjusting the comm cap like you talked about earlier. Let's see if you can make it more comfortable.
I'm copy that. Just trying.
Copy.
Association on 2, Chris actually reviewed it, and it's much nicer, so it's, I think it's good.
Awesome, sounds good. Station on 2 for Mike, at your convenience.
Houston, International Space Station, Space to Ground 2, go ahead.
Hello, sir. I'm glad I got the right space station. I understand you've been looking for a rigid socket, and I have a location where one might be. I can give that to you now, or we could put it in daily summary.
Let's do both. I'll write it down now and put it in the daily summary in case it gets overcome by events up here. Go ahead, please.
All righty, sir. So airlock deck 0, behind the closeout, there is a 1.0 CTB labeled sockets and drivers, and that is serial number 116. There's a bunch of Ziploc bags in there, and some have socket caddies, and so we recommend you take a peek. And then you might also check node 2, deck 2, for the mesh bag pantry. We think that perhaps some previous cleanup was missed, and there might still be a socket stuck in there as well. And that's not, we think cleanup was mixed. It's just an option that perhaps there would be one if they're in there if we get lucky.
Nope, I think we're all scratching our heads trying to find a place where it might be, and hopefully we strike gold on the sockets and could you tell me the name of that CTP again? Sockets and
drivers. Serial number 1161.
Sockets and drivers. 161, copy. Sockets and drivers. We'll take a look and see. Maybe it's on one of the caddies. If not, we'll keep our eyes open. Thank you.
Good luck to you. Kimia, Houston on 2.
Houston on 2.
So we saw that when the SCU was being put away, the load alleviating hook needs to be Velcroed. It looked a little bit loose to us.
Okay, understand. Which one you are talking about?
Talking it.
Thank you.
Okay, Kimia, I got some clarifying words for you and also for me. So the SCU in the crew lock, there is a hook floating loose. That is what should be secured with Velcro, secured to the SCU itself.
Understand. Thank you for the clarification. I just hooked back into itself, SCU itself. Thank you.
All right. Thank you much.
Full station on 2 for ARED K3 session.
We're with you on 2, Mike.
Yeah, I'm going to start setting up a little bit early, and so you're welcome to come aboard on the Node 3 camera, and we can do any adjustments as needed. And I'm just going to start setting things up and understanding we'll have an Acer coming up on Space to Ground in a little bit, but no hurries on anybody.
Copy all.
And Mike, Houston has gotten the video configured, and you'll be on Space to Ground 3. We'll let you know when it's private.
Copy, Houston. Thank you.
Station Houston on 2 for Mike. Space to Ground 3 is private and ready for you.
Copy, Houston. Thank you.
Station on 2 for OFV 207.
Go ahead, Chris, with you on 2.
We just wanted to give you a little bit of feedback. There were a few scratches on the helmet, pre-existing before the OFV, and I just wanted to pass on that sort of during the OFV, there's one scratch in sort of the center of the visor that's pretty noticeable, and then kind of like a scuff on the left-hand side that's pretty noticeable. Like, it definitely pops up in your vision. I don't think it's anything that will, significantly impact me on the EVA, but it's definitely just something we wanted to pass down that this visor is getting a little bit well used.
Copy. It's well-loved.
Yes, absolutely.
Mr. Gun 2, The AREG-K exercise is over, and glad to go to our regularly scheduled programming. And for Huntsville, there's a note in the procedure, the cylinder flywheel was not evacuated.
And Huntsville copies.
And Houston copies. Airlock, Houston on 2. We think one of the tethers has escaped and is floating above your heads. Got it.
See the station on Houston 2 for timeline.
With you on 2 for timeline.
Is it okay for me to start next heavy ice break activities, two of them, a little bit early?
Yes, sir. Huntsville says you are go.
Okay, thank you. Houston, station on 2 for robot question.
Go ahead, Chris, with you on 2.
Yeah, I see we have an LOS coming up in a few minutes, but I was wondering if maybe after that, if it might be possible to start my robot OBT a little bit early.
It sure is. I was going to call you on that, but then I didn't, and you beat me to it. So, yeah, it's ready whenever you are, as is the Dragon SSC swap.
Perfect. Okay. I think, why don't I just wait till right after this LOS to start up the robot, and then I'll flow right into the SSC swap. Appreciate it.
Sounds good.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Kimia and laptop help.
It's on 2.
Hey, Kimia, since you're near the gym, we need some help with two ELCs, please. It's ELC 4 and 5 located at gym forward 1 and gym forward 6. They both need a hard power reboot, please.
Okay, understand. 5 located forward 1.6, and I'm gonna hard reboot it.
That's a good copy. Thanks so much.
No problem. Here is station on Space Ground 2 for ELCs.
Houston's with you on 2.
I just hard rebooted to ELCs, and ELC 5 actually did like OS updates, and ELC 4 didn't, and now it seems nominal from our end, so please check it out. And should I leave these leads open, or may I close these?
And Kimia, Huntsville's with you on 2. We are seeing good signatures from both ELCs, and you may close both lids.
Thank you very much. Okay, I'm going to close these lids. Thank you.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Kimia, and look ahead at tomorrow's timeline.
It's on 2.
Hi, Kimia. If you've looked ahead at tomorrow's timeline, you see you'll be performing our Golby ops. Just wanted to give you a heads up that we will actually be sliding those ops to the right to begin at approximately 1220 GMT to avoid having that 20-minute LOS in the middle, since you'll have your hands in the LSG. Also, since these ops will be moving more around your normal midday meal time, just wanted to suggest you might want to have a snack before you get started.
Okay, yeah, that also makes sense and no problems. And I'll just eat something before this operation. And, yeah, that sounds like a very good plan. Thank you. Thank you for your heads up.
Also, one more heads up to avoid any confusion tomorrow when you're gathering items. You will be seeding the Golby Habitat serial number X-ray, but you will be using the seeding support kits Whiskey Alpha and Whiskey Beta, since the seeding kit X-ray was used last time. Your stowage note is correct, but the parameter table in the procedure is off. But so just wanted to give you that heads up.
Thank you. Since I just made that mistake previously, so I know that. Thank you. Thank you for the heads up. So station on Space Ground 2 for Dragon packing.
Go ahead on 2.
I have a question. Actually, I asked this question in the morning. So I'm on step 21, and this 4.0 CTV is still missing two 4.0 empty CTVs and also space fiber 2 control unit. Is it just okay for me to store this CTV into 8.0 CTV per step, or should I probably retrieve these items and complete this packing?
checking. Okay, Kimia. Yes, sir. You're go to stow those items in that other CTB. And we're going to actually be pushing an update to StowTrack because we have less 4.0 CTBs than we thought. And so that'll be updated later on to correct that.
Okay, understand. Thank you for the work. So I'm going to just execute step 20.08 for now and waiting for your work later. Thank you.
Copy.
In airlock 2 for EVA tool config.
With you on 2.
I'm working Arisa Prep 2 Alpha Part 2, step 11.06. There are no reps installed on either SCU, and one of the wipes on the aft SCU is not tethered. I think I know what the correct config is, but do you have a reference photo so that I can put these in the correct configuration without trusting my faulty memory?
Sure. EVA will dig something up and we'll let you know.
Much appreciated. Thank you.
Soul Space Station, Space to Ground 2 for Space Fibers 2, control unit. Serial number none.
And we are with you on 2, Mike.
I think you always are with us. But in this case, I think this jives in with Kimia-san's last question to ISO back in Houston is about the Space Fibers control unit. You were going to give me a Delta place, and I just want to see if I can help my friend Kimia-san out.
And we appreciate that, Mike. We are actually talking it right now, so if you give us a few minutes, we will come up with the final forward plan.
Okay. I'm standing by with the wrapped and labeled Space Fibers 2 control unit, and you just tell me where it should find its home.
It's an airlock 2 for EVA tool config.
Go ahead, with you on 2.
And I am still in Arisa Prep 2 Alpha Part 2, step 11.04. This says verify all tape removed from MicroOrc's caddy. The tape is not removed. That's a verify step. I suspect maybe they mean check, but I wanted to check. Should I? Can I remove the tape from the caddy?
Copy. Good question. We also have to check if that is supposed to be a check, and we'll let you know.
Copy. Checking if the check is a check. Thanks.
Might be in the mail.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Mike and Space Fibers Control Unit.
Met on 2 for Space Fiber Control Unit.
Okay, we have come to an agreement of where that unit should be stowed. You will be putting that into a 4.0 CTB. It's labeled SpaceX 33R008. It is located inside an 8.0 CTB, which is labeled SpaceX 33 Return Bag 2, and that is located at Node 2 Deck 2. So put the control unit in the 4.0, which goes in the 8.0, which is at Node 2 Deck 2.
My good friend and colleague and crewmate Kimia-san is holding the 4.0 5052 open with the right spot for the Space Fibers control unit, and that 4.0 is indeed in an 8.05082, which is indeed here with us in Node 2. So we are totally in sync with you.
Sounds perfect. Thanks so much.
Houston, Station on 2 for Robot.
Go ahead with you on 2.
Yeah, quick question. Just was wondering whether you wanted me to log out of this or just leave it out.
You can leave it as is, and we'll take care of it from the ground.
Wonderful, thanks. I'm moving on to the Dragon SSC swap.
Copy, sounds good. Station on 2 for Xena and your EVA questions.
Yeah, 2.
All right. So for item 11.04 regarding the tape on the microorganism caddy, you are go to peel that tape off. And then for your question regarding the RETs in 11.06, we actually need to use these specific serial numbers called out in StowTrack because these SCUs are not able to be used outside. So we want to make those tethers are not able to be used outside. And then if you need a procedure reference, that's going to be in 1.709. EVA wipe installation on SCU. There should be an image in there, the config that you're looking for.
Okay, perfect. 11.709, that's super helpful for the wipe and RET config. And then
Copy. I will look for those reps that are called out, and we'll see what happens. And then, copy, thank you on the tape. I will take the tape off and make sure that the canisters are locked.
Okay, and just to be sure, it's EVA systems 1.709.
Thank you for the correction, 1.709.
That's fine. I only pretend to know what I'm talking about when it comes to the EVA hardware, so.
I appreciate the help. General F2 for EVA conference.
Go ahead, with you on 2.
I'm locked into Teams. Just want to make sure that the EVA team is aware.
We copy. Yes, they're logged into Teams as well.
Okay, if you could let them know that someone needs to let me into the meeting.
Sounds good. Sounds important. Hey, Zena, they're actually not seeing your request to join. Can you try to log out of the meeting and log back in?
Oh, will do.
Okay, Zena, they saw the request this time, but it wouldn't let you in. Recommend that you close and reopen Teams, and third time's the charm.
Will do.
That's full station, Space Ground 2.
With you on 2, Mike.
Hey, thank you for the catch and the reminder. We have 4 vent covers installed over the vents where Space Fibers 2 used to be in overhead 2 in Columbus.
Copy that. Thanks so much.
Very welcome, and sorry I got behind a little bit. I am going to stow the rest of the Space Fiber stuff so that it has it's all tucked in and ready to go back home. Thank you for that. If I have any questions, I will be not afraid to call y'all. Y'all are so kind and appreciate the help.
And copy all. Thanks for your continued support there, Mike. Also, just while I have you, could you let us know which SSC you use to downlink the photos of that stripped bolt or screw?
Yeah, the connector, and I have not done that yet. I have, haven't had a chance to get to my camera, so I'm going to take one more picture with the vents installed, and it'll be on SSC9 in about 10 to 12 minutes.
Copy that. We'll be looking forward to it like a late Christmas present.
I wish it were a nicer present, and I'm sorry that bolt did not behave itself today.
Working with you is present enough.
So, station on 2 for Space Fiber Stowage.
So good to hear from you again, Mike.
Yes, thank you. I missed you. But I would like to say that I don't think I missed anything with stowage. So I'm going to just read down what I've done. It should match the stowage note exactly. And that way we all have an idea and know where everything is. And it's your stowage team is awesome. So this is out of respect to them to make sure that we did what they asked. So let me know if you're ready.
We are all ready.
Okay, first off, we have a 4.0 CTB, number 5134. It's labeled Future Return Payload Hardware, and it's going to go into PMM Overhead 1. And inside is are 2 big things. One is a Space Fibers fabrication module. It's packed with care and bubble wrap. And attached to it, or part of that, is a Space Fibers L-bracket. Also is a package called Space Fibers Docking Module, also packed with bubble wrap and care. Those are everything that's in the 4.0 5134.
And that all sounds good.
Okay. Next, we have a half CTV, and I'll get it out and read it off to you in just 1 second. It's half CTV, and I left it in a stowage note earlier, note earlier, but it's half CTD 5459. It's labeled SpaceX 33R068.
And that sounds good.
And there is Space Fiber Mount 1. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just copying that we concur.
Okay, yeah, sorry, I'm a bad dancer. I stepped on your toes and on your comm. So, but inside we have 3 packages, bubble wrapped. We have Space Fibers Mounts 1, Mounts 2, and Mounts 3.
And that's what we're tracking as well.
Right, and this half CTV is on node 2, deck 2, along with a lot of other stuff that's going back. And then finally, we had the control module, and we talked about that earlier. It went into an 8.0 CTV inside of went to 4.0 CTV inside of an 8.0 CTV, and that's on node 2, deck 2 also.
And we copy that, Mike. We're tracking that the half CTB should be at node 2, deck 4 on the rack front.
All right. Node 2, deck 4 on the wrap front. Sure, we will stow it there because we are running out of places, but it'll be a Node 2, deck 4 rack front. Thank you. Thanks for the double check.
And thank you for being so diligent with your locations.
That's how we can, that's the only way we can find things. I don't think I'm missing anything else from the stow note, but if there is, please do let me know. In the meantime, I'm thinking we're about done with Space Fibers for today.
And we concur. Now, enjoy your weekend.
Thank you, and it was great working with you all this week. And this week was also last year, so great to work with you last year and this year, too.